Welcome to the Coach's Edge podcast. I'm your host, Steve Kramer of the Coach's Edge and Kramer Basketball. And on this Coach's Short, Hope College men's basketball coach Greg Mitchell joins the show. We're talking about shooting. This is a sneak peek at our complete episode, which comes out on this Friday. And man, I could have taken a bunch of different segments and put them in this specific episode, because our complete episode on Friday is full of 5 to 10 minute shooting breakdowns. And I love to learn from people who are true students of the game. And you can get a glimpse of what Coach Mitchell's process is when it comes to breaking down shooting, how he sees it, how he teaches it, how he continues to learn about the game. And in this short clip, we talk about the guide hand. We talk about the importance of feeling your shot. And man, make sure that you check back on Friday for the complete episode. A couple other things before we get to this Coach's Short. On October 24th, I'll be speaking at the HoopSmart Coaches Clinic in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can register for that with all of the different high school and college coaches that are speaking at kengeorgebasketball.com. And then last but not least, the Coach's Edge membership is live. It is live. We are getting new registrations as we speak. Since we opened up this past Friday, you can register coachesedge.coach. The link is in the description below, and you can access everything that we have. Hundreds of videos, our drill breakdowns through PDF, our play breakdowns through PDF, all of our Coach's Edge meetings that happen twice every single month. We do game film review for all of our coaches members in season. We have the consulting piece, which is whether that's email, whether that's text, whether that's phone call, whether that's getting on a Zoom call. We do all that throughout the course of the season with our Coach's Edge members. I can't wait for the season to take off. And so this is an exciting time of year for us. Lastly, we have some free Zoom presentations that we're doing for coaches. You do not have to be a Coach's Edge member. So you can go to kramerbasketball.com/events. and check out some of our remaining free Zoom presentations and discussions as we finish out the month of October. Special thanks to Coach Mitchell for him sharing his time and his love and passion and knowledge of the game regarding shooting the basketball. Let's get to the show.
You know, I go kind of down the list, how you're holding the ball, the correct hand position is critical. Coaches need to understand that the shooting pocket is critical for players. You know, some need a longer shooting pocket because of they need to generate power. And you'll get some coaches that, you know, want players. I see, especially when girls are taught that, you know, coaches will teach them to catch the ball on their chest and they go from chest up. And, yes, it's a quicker shot, but is it powerful? Does it allow them to shoot with flow? You know, I would question that. And keeping the ball on one track, you know, people don't understand that. Maybe they could look at Alonzo Ball with the basketball kind of goes in a diagonal track across his face, and that's just counterproductive to consistency. So we want the ball to remain on one track. And I know you and I talk a lot about, making sure you find that your hand under the ball at the top of your shot is an absolutely critical piece for coaches to understand. That's the point where we go up and out from. And, the rhythm piece, you know, making sure we're releasing on the rise just before we get to the crest of our jump where the power is working for us is absolutely imperative. And I guess the other thing I put a lot of time into is the guide hand. I'm really picky where the hand is on the ball. I'm really picky how long it's involved in the shot. I think it should stay with your release. I learned from you a few years ago of, you know, making sure the inside of your guide hand is looking at the inside of your shooting wrist, and you can actually tap it when you're done. It's guiding the ball through the length of your release, but yet there's minimal to no movement. Obviously, your thumb's not flicking it, your hand's not going through the ball, but it is guiding it aggressively. And I think that's a critical piece. If I could spend 30 seconds on that, on the guide hand, I remember when I was taught as a kid, you know, have those wrist wrinkles on your right hand, your shooting hand. You can see when your hand is cocked at the top of your shot, you've got those nice wrist wrinkles. Well, I'm a believer that happens on your guide hand too. I don't know if it was watching Glenn Rice shoot way back in the day or Sean Rest or somebody, but I really liked how their guide hand arm, their elbow was actually flexed out a little bit. And you know, when you do that, rather than relaxing your arm straight down, your guide arm, create those wrist wrinkles in your left side too. It puts pressure on the ball. And to me, it guides it tighter. It keeps it tighter in that shooting pocket. And for me, when I miss shots, that's one of the first things I think about is my guide hand. Did I move my elbow up just a little bit higher and really put pressure into the ball so my right hand can do what it does consistently? I think that's a really important thing. It doesn't influence the ball flight, but it certainly locks it in. And then to finish, full extension of the elbow, index, middle finger finish. I'm a huge believer in that. Hold your follow through, admire your follow through like a golfer with a golf swing, especially when you're in the lab shooting in practice, really exaggerate your follow through. And then I like to drop both hands together, which I think you're a believer in that as well. So that's kind of like a quick little checklist that I like to go through individually with my players. And then again, maybe one or two of those things isn't great. And that's what we would kind of focus on. But if it's a laundry list of flaws, then it takes a little while. You got to kind of pick and choose what you want to work with kids and players, because you can't, analysis can lead to paralysis, of course, as we know. But I do think all those things matter.
Sure. I mean, if you're a coach listening, you clicked on this to learn a little bit more about shooting, rewind the last 3 minutes or so and just listen again to some of those keys to shooting the basketball. And then think about them the next time that you're working with one of your players. And, do they check all of those boxes? And it's this compliment that I love talking with shooting with you so much about is you have these things, that these characteristics that we want to have, but at the same time, we're not copying somebody else, right? You might be 6 foot tall with a 6 foot wingspan, and another person might be 6 foot tall with a 6'5" wingspan, and just different kind of body oriented. You're just going to generate power and rhythm, and that shot's going to look a little bit different, and that's okay. And the one thing you talked about, hand underneath the ball, which is huge. I mean, I don't know about you. You can dig into this as well, but as you walk through these, I think of the players that I work with, and we focus on shooting the basketball. And especially if I'm working with a player for the first time, one thing that I don't always see is hand underneath the ball before that motion goes to the hoop. See a lot of pushing, a lot of palm kind of behind. It's more of a, almost like a push slash, like if you were throwing a dart instead of getting up and out.
Yeah. It's a good, yeah.
And then the other one is the guide hand. I mean, I still see if I go with players and I'm learning from them a lot of times. The first time I work out with a player, I'm saying, hey, I'm going to learn more from you today than you're going to learn from me. I want to see what you got and what your shot looks like. And I'm still surprised at how many players will just do the one hand shooting and nothing at all with the guide hand. And then when they take their game speed shots, their guide hand is just, they're like crossing arms or, crazy wrist and side spin on the ball and all these different things. And I think it needs to be more of a point of emphasis among coaches that is one of the key pieces that helps guide our shot, keeping the ball straight.
I mean, I couldn't agree more. And it's funny. I think it's something I really truly learned after I graduated college. I thought I became a little better shooter in rec leagues, and because I studied a little, maybe when I started coaching clinics, and I really noticed that feeling, because it's a feel. Like, I'm a huge believer in feel. If you can't feel your shot, it's that whole knowing your shot piece. When you're missing a couple shots, why are you missing it, and what's bringing you back to success? And I think there is a feel, and like, to me, like for me personally, it's index, middle, down. That's got to touch it last when I extend my elbow, and or it's my guide hand. And the longer I shot, it really ended up being my guide. And I could mechanically get through my progressions, my rhythm and my flow and my release. My right hand pretty much takes care of itself. But if I would concentrate on my left and tighten that up, for me, it was a huge difference. And I think it makes a big difference too in the different gyms, the different backgrounds that you play in, because it plays with the mind, right? I mean, you've played in cavernous gyms.
No, this is a great point. This is good.
In a gym where the wall is right behind the backboard, and it changes your depth perception. It's more true than anything. And if you can feel your shot, if you can go back to what you know, it will totally change the difference in your result. And I think that's a critical thing that players, I mean, there's a reason why, you know, in the Final Four, players struggle initially in those domed arenas that they haven't played in all year. I mean, and maybe it has something to do with that mentality. I don't know, but I think it is a contributing factor for sure.
Thank you for checking out this Coach's Short with Hope College men's basketball coach Greg Mitchell on Shooting the Rock. And you can tell why he's such a great teacher of the game, because he is such a great student of the game. So be sure to check back on Friday for that complete episode. Also, Coach's Edge membership, coachesedge.coach. If you have questions about it, how you can become a member, our membership shuts down in just about a week. You can learn more at coachesedge.coach or reach out to me, contact@kramerbasketball.com, @coachesedge1 on Twitter for a lot of the updates that we have going on with the podcast, with putting up drills and plays, to everything that's going on with the Coach's Edge as well. And then if you're interested in joining the Hoop Smart Coaches Clinic and attending that, tons of great speakers that are going to be there. I'm excited to be able to speak and learn from a handful of other coaches as well. You can register for that, kengeorgebasketball.com. And that is in Grand Rapids, Michigan on October 24th. Thanks again for listening. And as always, get after today.